to JMI Wealth with Andrew Kelleher. Morning, Andrew.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Let's have a look at this November card spending. What are your takeaways?
Yeah, well, amidst all the froth that we've been talking about lately, Mike, we got an update yesterday on what everyone's doing with the old plastic. So this is November card spending data, and we are actually doing more of it, Mike. So if we compare spending in November this year to what we did last year, well, we spent a little bit more, not a lot more. But I think this is all about context. If we thought about where we were going to be at the end of this year, I think we'd have been pretty happy with the outcome if I said, well, actually going to spend more in November 2020 than we did in 2019. Now, for the record, total retail card spending rose 1.4% year on year in November. So that's up $85 million compared with November 2019. But when you actually dive down into the data, there's a few interesting things going on there, Mike. You got a good boost from, obviously, Black Friday, Singles Day, Cyber Monday. They're all there in November. So you sort of think, well, maybe it could have, or maybe it should have been actually even a little bit better. But there's a very clear distinction within the data between the different sectors. So durables, what we call durable goods, spending was up almost, I think, over 8%. So that's long-lasting stuff. And that's sort of consistent with the strength that we're seeing in the residential property market. So people are spending money on their houses. They're feeling wealthier than they were last year. But fuel and accommodation, they're a lot lower. So a lot less money being spent in hotels, motels, other accommodation, which is fairly predictable, isn't it, given the ongoing border restrictions. But Mike, what's happening now is we're heading into the, you know, what will be the lost summer of tourism. And I think it's going to be very obvious in the data moving ahead that even though Kiwis are travelling internally, it's not going to be anywhere near enough to replace the loss of international tourists. But I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. Yeah. I think the retailers will have a good Christmas. That sector is still going to be hit hard.
Sure. The Australian government, their bonds, man, a negative yield?
Yeah, well, this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but we put all the talk of negative interest rates in the New Zealand context on the back burner, really, haven't we? I mean, there was a time a couple of months ago when it was all we could talk about was the potential for negative interest rates in New Zealand. But that strength that we're seeing in the housing market is a good part of the reason that wholesale markets here are now discounting the possibility of negative rates. But yeah, not so in Australia. The federal government there has just been paid to borrow money. And when I say this is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, it wasn't exactly a massive volume. But an investor yesterday bought $1 million worth of three-month Treasury notes at a negative interest rate of minus 0.01%. Now, the interesting part of this is the demand for these notes was absolutely massive. They were selling $1.5 billion worth of notes, and it was 5.5 times oversubscribed. But what it does do, in an essence, though, is it highlights the fact that we're starting to see a little bit of divergence between what investors think about interest rates here versus what's happening across the Tasman. We did have a bond tender here locally as well this week, and actually we had really good demand for it. There was about $1.8 billion worth of bonds on offer and $2.35 billion worth of bids. So look, we are seeing wholesale rates lift here in New Zealand, but there is actually still quite a lot of demand for our debt.
Numbers, Andrew.
Ooh, well, when I had a look a few minutes ago, the Dow had dropped below 30,000, but just in the last 20 seconds or so, it's gone up. It's 30,005, so down 63 on the day, but just still above the 30,000 mark. The S&P 500, 3669, down 4, and the NASDAQ, 12,384, up 45 at the moment. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6599, up 35 points. The Nikkei, 26756, they fell 62 yesterday. Shanghai Composite, up 13373. Across the Tasman, they lost 45 points on the ASX 200, 6683. Down 0.67%, and we lost 0.23% on the NZX 50, closing at 12,860. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a bit stronger this morning, 0.7076 against the US, 0.9410 Aussie, 0.5839 Euro. We are quite a bit stronger against the pound, 0.5323. The Japanese yen, 73.81. Gold, $1,837.75. And get this, Mike, get this. We're going to close the week out. Brent crude back through $50. We haven't seen that since March. $50.76.
You sound far too excited about that.
Well, fortunately, the strong Kiwi dollar will that will buffer a bit of the effect at the fuel pumps.
Thank God for that. Thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Andrew Keller at jmiwealth.co.nz.